Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's a fine day.
It is a fine day, and I have to tell you, my voice sounds normal. I'm not hacking and coughing. I don't have stuff coming out of my nose. My ears don't hurt. I don't have any achy feeling in my body, and I want to tell you why.
Please.
And I have to I got one of the products from the Life Enthusiast Co-op called Flu Brew. One of my friends that you know, Don, said, "Oh yeah, man, you got to get this Flu Brew before the flu season starts." And I was like, and then when I placed my order, I got it, right?
Yes.
And so then I got like the world's worst colds. I had cold sweats. I was coughing and coughing and coughing, and I was blowing my nose. I was miserable. And I don't know what it was, Martin, but I had the Flu Brew for 2 weeks in my counter. I would even look at it, and I never touched it. And I was just, it was like I was just being stubborn or something, right?
Yes.
But I think it was because I thought I had a cold, not a flu too, right? Maybe I could justify it that way, but I was just I had never tried it before, and I just wasn't willing.
I know what it was. You were thinking.
What was it?
Well, you're not wanting to admit to yourself that you're sick. When you say flu, you are admitting that you are sick.
I guess so. So this cold, it would come, and then it would go, and you would have like this little, and then for a day, and you think, yes, and then the next day, it would be back worse than ever, right? So it was like the fourth time this happened, and I was just, shoot me and put me out of my misery, right? And
yep.
I had had enough, and I went, and I took the thing, and it's a little drop, it's in a little bottle, and it's liquid, and you know, it's got a dropper, right? So I filled it up, I took it, I stuck all of the dropper stuff under my tongue, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know that anything kind of like herbal, master formula, anything that sort of says that, it comes in a brown bottle, you know it doesn't taste like candy, right?
Yes.
Terrible. I mean, it burnt my tongue and my throat and everything else, and I'm going, but I didn't have time to, you know how you make a face and everything? I didn't have time, because by the time I swallowed it, I could literally feel all the little parts of my lungs that were not taking in oxygen because they were all clogged up. It was like they all just opened up and cleared up. My throat felt good. My sinuses were clean. I mean, one little droplet thing of this, right? And it was just like the sun came out, the birds sang, the flowers went, some guys playing a violin in the back, like whatever you want. It was like unbelievable. And, so I took a little bit more later that day and a little bit more. And, 2 days later, I being a non-doctor type, declared myself cold cured. But I was absolutely, totally amazed at what happened when I took it, because I'd never had that experience before of congested lungs, how hard it is to breathe, and it's just coughing. And it was just like it just opened up. I could actually feel it opening up in my lungs, right? It was like a friend of mine would say, it was like better than sex, right? It was just unbelievable. So, the master formula, Flu Brew, gets 14 thumbs up from me because
it saved you.
Oh, I just couldn't. I think still today, like this was a week or so ago, I think still today I would have that cold and I would be hacking and miserable and everything else. It's just, and it's not just me. Like I have like four or five friends. I talk to them on the phone and we say like, do you have this? Yeah. 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 I mean, did it go away? Yeah. Did it come back? Yeah. I mean, it's just what's going around our, and part of the world right now. And it's just, but this Flu Brew just like, it was,
well, congratulations, and I suppose we'll have to restock it with a testimonial like this one.
I guess with the inside story that maybe our listeners would appreciate knowing too is I before we started this podcast episode, I told Martin that I wanted to tell the story about flu, but I didn't tell him what the story was because I wanted to share it with all of you at the same time. And he said, yeah, I'm not going to carry it anymore. And I convinced him to keep carrying it before we went on the air. So it was the savior of everybody's cold, because I tell you, you just get this bottle, your kids have a cold, if you get it under their tongue, you know, trick them the first couple times, it'll be gone. It was just absolutely amazing. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't had the experience myself.
Well, that's great. Okay, we'll post it up for posterity, and we'll have to see just how many people will want to have your kind of experience. From deathbeds to violins and sunshine in less than 2 days.
Yeah, it was almost like instantaneous. It was just so amazing. All right, so one of the things that I was hoping that we would have time to talk about after I kind of did my little excited rant on Flu Brew, which is, if you go, it's under the Master Formula brand on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website at www.life-enthusiast.com. Just get that in. But I thought it would be kind of cool to talk about essential fatty acids. I've noticed they've been in the news a lot. We've got like the omega-3s, the omega-6s, all that sort of good stuff. And I know that you like talking about coconut oil.
Well, the point, okay, well, let's just make some, lay some groundwork about essential fatty acids.
Okay.
The big deal with essential fatty acids is, number one, they're fats. Number two, they're acidic. Number three, they're essential. Now, let's get the word essential up there. That means that your body cannot obtain them any other way other than from external sources. And essential means that without them, you're in trouble.
Mm.
So, the point of this is that fats, in general, as we recognize them, fats like butter or lard or chicken fat or coconut oil, or things like that, those are all fats. Mm. And most of them are broad spectrum. They contain a whole number of these fatty acids. And we sort them on unsaturated or polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and saturated. Right?
Yeah.
And the more saturated they are, the thicker or stiffer they are, and the higher their melting temperature.
Okay.
Now, we can actually force a polyunsaturated fat that's very runny into becoming quite stiff by a process called hydrogenation. We actually drive hydrogen gas, or some oxygenating effects, such as hydrogen peroxide we could use for that, to drive the fats from the liquid state into a stiff, hard state. Hence old margarine, where you could take fats that are normally runny, easy to spoil, and turn them into something that's very resilient and unchanging.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? If something is not going to spoil at room temperature, it's also going to be hard to digest at room temperature.
And that's, we come back to that same old story, right? About if you have food and it's not like raw and it doesn't break down, then chances are you're not going to be able to digest it.
Yes, precisely the point. So if you can't digest it, what good is it eating it?
And we want to make a distinction too between like our essential fatty acids and fat, right? Like the white in the steak or something like that.
Well, there are these essential fatty acids within that. You know, there are these different classes, omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. And it's the omega-9s that are mostly in the meat. The omega-3s are mostly in plant oils, but they are also found in fish. You know, fish oils are rich in the omega-3s.
Right.
Anyway, just so we relate it back to the human body, the omega-3s especially are really important at maintaining the cellular membrane. And the cellular membrane is one of the most important functioning concepts in the human body, because the membrane directs what happens in the traffic between the outside and the inside of the cell. Everything in a human cell depends on movement of stuff in and stuff out. The stuff in would be water, oxygen, nutrients. Stuff out would be toxins, metabolites of the burning of the energy and whatever's left over that we don't want.
Right.
If the cellular membrane is not functioning correctly, nutrients don't get in and toxins don't get out.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a really bad situation in your cell.
Right. So when this becomes systemic, you end up with things like metabolic stress, which we know is sensitivity to carbohydrates and high blood pressure, or even diabetes or stuff like that starts developing. If you have essential fatty acid deficiency, you start your skin will start aging much quicker than it should otherwise. There was actually a really interesting piece of research that Dr. Nicky Perricone did not long ago. He was trying to help people with skin. He's a skincare doctor. And so he started supplementing essential fatty acids for his clients because he knew that it would rejuvenate the skin. And as a side benefit, every one of them was getting skinnier.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So then that led back to the other story that's well cited, which was the American farmer group that imported a whole lot of coconut oil to fatten their hogs. After all, hogs who eat a lot of fat, they should get fatter, right? So the more they fed this coconut oil to these hogs, the skinnier they got.
Huh.
So this was very confusing, but that the bottom line of it is this. When you are well supplied with the essential fatty acids, you don't gain weight. You only gain weight when you're undersupplied in the essential fatty acids.
That's interesting, because that's not the way a lot of people
would think,
understand
yeah.
it, right? Or
yeah.
not, you know, people it's like, don't eat fat or don't eat carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Or don't eat
yeah. Yeah, well, fatness is associated with sickness. You know, you put on weight mainly because your body is becoming more acidic, not because it's fat deficient. The natural cultures that have been using fats, you know, in the Mediterranean, it's the olive oil. In the tropics, it's the coconut or palm oil. And in the Central European, the more northern climes, it was butter. Those are the three fats that contain decent levels of essential fatty acids and are able to sustain people without getting into too much trouble. And there are these two other northern fats, which is hemp and flax. Those two are also quite effective at keeping us healthy. Now,
so, what I was going to say that it's interesting what some of the what essential fatty acids can do, because one of the things that you state on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website is if you've got inflammation, it can help with that, like with arthritis, and it has an impact on blood pressure and regulates our hearts and our kidney and our digestive functions and can lower cholesterol, which. You know, when I think of cholesterol, I think, oh yeah, I'm eating too much fat, but maybe I'm not eating enough of the right type of fats. And
go ahead.
Can help with the like enzema and psoriasis, which
right.
I thought was very, very interesting.
Well, all of which are inflammatory conditions in the human cells.
Right.
So if how do you get inflammation? Typically through toxicity or injury to the tissue. So if the tissue is not getting nourished properly and is becoming toxic because of the membrane not being properly permeable to allow this traffic to take place. It looks like a rush hour downtown.
Right.
You know, it becomes congested, and then weird stuff. Car accidents starts happening, and people are unhappy with each other and start arguing and arms flailing and all of that. Well, that sort of thing is going on inside your cells that are not enjoying the proper traffic, managed by the proper cellular membrane condition, supported by the essential fatty acids. So start supplementing that, the inflammation starts going down. And the inflammation could be expressed in the blood pressure or in the cholesterol or in the skin conditions like the psoriasis or the lung condition like the emphysema. All of that. Only because you have or don't have the essential fatty acids. Now, why is it that you don't have enough essential fatty acids in this wonderfully affluent, rich society? It's the industrial processing of the fat. The simplest or the lightest, the omega-3s of the acids, have a melting temperature somewhere around below freezing, you know, colder than frozen water. So even if you keep them in a fridge, they are still able to be rancidized. So when you have oils on store shelves, like take a safflower oil or canola oil or something like that, if that oil is in a clear bottle sitting at room temperature, capable of staying there for a couple of years without getting spoiled,
right,
they had to have been stripped of the omega-3 essential fatty acids. Because if you left those acids there, that thing would have gone rancid.
Right, right.
And this is what happens with nuts, like walnuts, they go rancid. This is what happens with your wheat kernel, because if you have whole wheat, you know, even whole wheat flour, if you leave it sitting on the shelf for anything more than 6 months, it goes rancid. And, you know, it happens to whole rice. It happens to any seed that you crack open. So the moment you mill your flax or hemp or whatever, it starts to go rancid.
Right.
So when you buy oil and you think, I'm making a good salad dressing, and you're making it from an oil that that has been refined, you're making it with an oil that's been stripped of all of these omega-3s, beneficial fatty acids.
Right.
That means you'll be deficient yourself, and your body cannot make them because they're essential. And illness sets in very soon. So the countermeasure is either eating a lot of whole seeds that you mill on the spot, like, you know, put your flax or your hemp or whatever, whole seeds that you're putting into your blenders to make your morning smoothies or afternoon smoothies type of thing. Or you need to get the oils that are properly taken care of, which must mean whole virgin olive or virgin coconut. Those oils, for some reason, I don't understand why, but they do. They don't go rancid. They stay.
And it's okay for them.
Yep. Those few oils, for some reason, are able to remain complete. They do contain the essential fatty acids, and they help us survive this otherwise horrendous experience.
Right. One of the things when we're talking about oils and fats that I'm always kind of confused about is these trans fats. Because I'm noticing now that the local grocery store manufacturer, you know, food manufacturers have jumped on this, and it's trans fat free all of a sudden. And
well, okay, so number one, you need to understand labeling. Trans
right.
fat free means less than 0.5 gram in a typical serving.
Oh, so not really free.
No. So if, for instance, a typical serving of potato chips is 30 grams, 1 ounce,
yeah.
which by the way, is like one handful. I don't know who eats one handful. You know, a typical bag of chips is 180 grams, not 30.
Right.
So anyway, if there is less than 0.5 gram of trans fats, then it's allowed to be labeled trans fat free. Well, that's okay. Sort of like nonsense piled on with, never mind. Expletive deleted.
Right.
So
it's really so free.
It's just total nonsense. If you're going to eat stuff that's made with commercial oils, you know that there are going to be trans fats in it. Accept it. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Just make sure that you make up for it by taking, making your own salad dressings with olive oil, hemp oil, flax oil, salba oil, or what else is good? Primrose is excellent, as is borage. Those types of oils are just great. Coconut works just phenomenally well. You can cook with coconut, which you cannot cook with olive oil.
Right.
By cook, I mean you can actually fry something in coconut oil. Or you can fry something in butter. But again, it's just not high heat. High heat, that's always, forget it. You get trans fats that way.
Right.
So what do we want to tell people? Well, it's important to eat uncooked stuff.
Yep.
Hydrogenated is equivalent to cooked. Refined is not good because it doesn't contain the necessary essential nutrients that you need. So we recommend that you take coconut oil, hemp oil, flax oil, olive oil, and butter.
And butter.
And butter. Butter's fine. Butter's safe. There actually is something in butter called the butyric acid, which is sold as a supplement that helps heal inflammation.
So if you have a choice between getting margarine or getting butter, you're better off normally getting butter.
Yes, especially if the margarine is hydrogenated. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't want to overdo it, right?
Well,
mind you, I really have some really cool articles on our website in the nutrition. We'll get around to it. Nutrition raw food, which is in the health education section of our website. There's an article written by Jonas Wonder Planets, who's a raw food diet pioneer and an expert. And he is quite capable of eating a pound of raw butter a day.
Now, you said raw butter.
I said raw butter.
So, if I go to the local grocery store, am I going to be able to find raw butter?
I doubt it, because it's probably made from pasteurized milk. And it's probably made, and it might be cultured as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting in trouble, huh? How do I get my people to find raw milk? Well, I know what they need to do. We need to have an uprising. We need to start a letter-writing campaign on the legislation, on the Congress and Senate and everything else, and we need to get our food back. Because if we're going to leave the food in the hands of the industrial manufacturers, they always find a way to make things last longer and spoil less, and of course, we'll start buying that because it will cost us.
You were just reminding me of, like, my parents grew up on a farm, all my uncles and aunts are on the farm, and I can remember as a kid going to one of my uncle's farms, and he had dairy cattle.
Yep.
And, he didn't take the milk from his dairy cattle to the dairy
processing,
and then from there home, he just took it from the cow into the home, and we would pound away on it and make butter, and we would have the cream, and it would be in a jug in the fridge. There wasn't any, when I'm thinking about it, any real concern about, boiling it or pasteurizing it or doing anything to it. We just drank it.
Right. Well, for the most part, raw milk is safe, but there's always been some problem. And the regulatory solutions are always heavy-handed, and it's more harm than good. You know, this recently two people had a salmonella problem with eating raw almonds. The solution was that all almonds are now pasteurized, flash pasteurized by heat steam and whatnot. So right. when you now buy a raw almond, it's actually not raw, will not sprout anymore because it's been killed. You know, when you buy milk, you don't buy raw milk, you buy pasteurized milk, which, you know, all the enzymes in it have been killed off.
Right. Not, well, of course, that's our basic rant that we always do, right? Raw
yep.
food and, you know, and don't have all the chickens crammed into a small little space when they're growing.
Yeah.
Feed them hormones, right? You know,
yeah.
Let them do what they're supposed to do, and that is to be out in the wilderness pecking away at the ground.
That's right. That's what they should do. Well, folks, so if you want to live a long life free of inflammation, you need to have essential fatty acids. You can find essential fatty acids supplied by us. They're in whole foods. They're in whole grains, whole seeds. All of the Exela superfoods are very carefully loaded with essential fatty acids. And we also have some supplements, like the Supernutrient Flax Borage combination for people who just need to take it by capsules. And we also have it in bottles of oil, like the Salba oil or the, it's called Living Harvest oil.
Living Harvest. So there's lots of ways to get it. And it's very, very important to everybody's health because most people aren't getting it, right?
Yeah, there's deficiencies. Absolutely. If you suffer from inflammation, you know, if your skin is wrinkly or if you're having what's the word? So rashes and stuff like that, you're probably deficient in essential fatty acids. Well, you name those conditions. Like you were talking about emphysema or psoriasis and the ugly ones like... you know, diabetes, blood pressure, and so on.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're overweight, you may find yourself dropping weight when you're taking these fatty acids too.
That's right. Yeah, you need to buy yourself a bucket of coconut fat and start spooning a tablespoon a day. Coconut candy.
Coconut candy. Yeah. That's funny. All right. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about essential fatty acids or any of the other things that they that we talked about at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, where could they go?
Life-enthusiast.com. Click on health education and find essential fatty acids and start reading. There are 6 or 7 different articles all explaining what we just went over with the scientific background and explanation how exactly it works and why.
Cool. And if someone wanted to talk to you about their specific case...
We have our company number 1-866-543-3388, and you can call me direct at 775-299-4661. And you can head to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com to listen to other podcasts of this series.
Awesome. Great. Well, Martin, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. I know that that you've got lots going on, and you go from morning till late at night looking after everybody, and I know all our listeners appreciate everything that you do, so thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. I would like to part with my standard restoring vitality to you and to the planet.